I think that we have to respect the progress move, but I would highly recommend that when you speak to the partner, the ultimate user becomes service user, because client has certain implications that are commercial. So I think that when we do, I think service user will be the appropriate term.
It then means when the department comes back again in front of us, we've got different, now we're coming with different concepts. We have to engage with the department and come up with exactly what we really think we are to. Because we are because we have got a recent, we will have to I'll just have to pause and allow her to tell us who she is and where she's coming from using a mic, because we were alone and we came in there.
I'm sorry, I'm Faith, I'm from PNG, so I'm Monica. Thank you.
Page 10.
Bullet number 4.
On page 10.
Yeah, I think it should say ensure that 750 primary healthcare facilities qualify as ideal clinics rather than qualifies, because that's true.
Remove the S.
No, it becomes a Y.
Oh, okay. Qualify. Thank you. Agreed. Page 11. Honourable Minister, on page 10. Honourable Minister, not that I won't allow you to raise that, but we have to understand that if we keep on going backwards, we are going to have some serious problems in terms of time. Now you are taking us to page 10, and can you allow me to finish? You are taking us to page 10. I would be setting a precedent. Somebody can say, can go back to page 7, which is quite a challenge. Is the matter of life and death on page 10? Talk to me. Which one is that? Can't do it from the bottom. From top. Can I defend him? If members have got a different view or they don't understand what he's saying, can you please raise your hand, honourable members, so that we don't speak all of us in one. Honourable Ndaba, honourable.
Person, I'm on page 10. I can't see that on that bullet.
I think the way it is correct, because it's talking about 0.2 malaria cases per 1,000 of population. It's correct the way it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We'll assist you at some point on that, but I think it is the majority saying it is correct. Honorable Chairman? Which paragraph?
The last bullet. The establishment of the National Public Health Institute of South Africa is captured here as the National Health Institute of South Africa. That's what.
Page 12. Yeah. To what extent of the National Health Institute of South Africa?
Sorry, it's actually National Health Public International Health Public National Public Health Institute of South Africa.
I'd like to check on page 17, that last paragraph which says the women's maternal, should it be women's maternal instead of the maternal and the protective health? Because maternal already says women.
The name of the sub program is called Women Maternal. It's written on top of the in the name of the sub program. That's how they name it. So if we want to change it, we can't change it ourselves. We must engage them so that they then change it. So that's the name of the sub program. On program 4, you've got 5 programs, and one of the programs, program 4, is Women Maternal. And they have written the sub program as it is in the sentence. So if we feel that it's a repetition of the same thing, then we have to engage the department to look at the renaming of the sub program.
I don't want to create a dialogue, but perhaps the program would be women, comma, maternal, and but it can't be women, maternal, and reproductive. Maybe it's women, comma, maternal, and reproductive.
Can the members please raise their hands and they want to speak. And I'm happy that Honorable Mahlalela do have a document that is going to assist us. But what is critical is that if there is something that we have left it when they were presenting, it's going to be difficult for us to want to change it here when we have not argued and persuaded them for them to accept. So, Honorable Member is saying, in leaving that, we then say women and comma. You, Honorable Ndaba, please raise your hands and so that your point is checked.
All right.
So on page 17, we leave that and we put a comma as in the document. Page 18.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just a small point, but a significant one nonetheless. On 21, under the, where it says child obesity, near the bottom, the APP for 2016-17, it should read there, with the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, without the comma. That's C-I-H-R, so there's no comma there.
Is it possible that you bold your programs and administration so that it's seamless in bold, because it's really fine the same thing. So if you can bold your administration, core research, so that anybody could be able to identify that the general administration is dealing with core. Because if you write it as if it's one thing.
Okay. Page
whether this is correct in 7.3.2. So the total budget for 2016-17 is 1 million, but in the next year it's going to 133 million.
Oh.
Something must be wrong.
Can we? So that we don't waste time, can I just request before we come to the adoption that be checked and be corrected? I think the committee staff can be able to put that quickly as we move forward. On page 26, that is a very 27. Thank you. 32. On 32, on point 49, then our observations and findings. Now we are now focusing on our recommendations.
Financial statements were not audited. Why? We have written the recommendations that they must submit their financial statements to the auditor in advance for auditing. But why don't you give them a time frame at least, so that you cannot leave it open like this, and just give them a time frame that maybe by when they must submit audited financial statements. Because I think this is the reason why they didn't take it serious.
The point by Honorable Ndaba, Honorable Mashanena.
No, I agree, but there is a time frame in terms of the law that when they support submit, unless we want to put our own time frame outside the law. But there is a, but there is a law that requires them when they must submit the financial statement. I thought we were recommending in that context that they must stick to the law and make sure that they submit the financial statement as required by the PFMA.
If we are in the first page, 38.
The last sentence here, I thought maybe the committee recommends that the House approves the 2016-2017 APP and the budgets of the department and entities, instead of saying the APP of the department and the budget and entities.
Okay.
The committee recommends that the House approves the 2016-17 APP and the budget of the department and entities.
Oh, okay. And budget. Page 9. All right, Honorable Mayor, before we, can we then allow Honorable Michelle to give us the rewording of point 2, of bullet 2, 10.2. Come here.
No, that was not the issue here. The issue was that their targets are not quarterly based. So they must rework. The issue was that they must go and rework their targets to be quarterly, so that they are able then, so that we're able to effectively play offside on a quarterly basis. That was the issue. But the way Honorable myself, it doesn't mean that. The way the word is written, doesn't mean that.
We are all in agreement that that bullet is correct as it stands. Honorable Vonnegut?
I'm sorry, Chairperson, just on that point that I raised, I've actually written out something that I can read to the committee very quickly before I send it to the Secretary with the permission. The CCRD, given the seriousness of the challenges it faces, should report to the committee on a quarterly basis until such time that the committee is satisfied with its performance.
Okay.
Yeah.
On CCOG, again, if I'm allowed to raise an issue that was a matter discussed in the debate, it's just striking my mind now, which I do think that it is important. Remember that the minister said there are different legislations that are all over, in labor, in health, in mineral resource. You then suggest in principle perhaps that it's about time that we then see that we have a single legislation that then we will be able to address all the challenges of that are experienced and affecting mine workers and ex-mine workers. Would it not be important that we put that as a recommendation, or is it maybe something that we have to further elaborate on as the committee? I'm just putting it here. That's why I'm saying it has just struck my mind as we were looking into this, and my apologies on that. Honorable Mashani?
I agree with the chair. We need to maybe to put some recommendations so that
we push the Department of Strike Forces towards the realignment of the legislation governing this work.
That was the realignment of the legislation. We have to put that as a, I hope the spirit has been able to pick that up and shoot it. Thank you, honorable members and therefore that is the report in front of us. Can we get a approval for the adoption of the report with all the corrections, the amendments, additions that have been put in
front of us, Honourable Mahlale? Before I move, I thought we would go back to the 1 million story.
Sorry for that. Thank you very much. Can we...
Chairperson.
Mr. Zubair.
Chairperson, thank you for that. I think it was a typo error. It's actually 100.5 million.
Satisfied?
Well, I as much as I move that the committee adopt the report with the amendments.
Madam Chair, as normal, we reserve our rights in terms of the recommendation came from the committee. At the house when we meet on Tuesday for two reasons. One is to do with, in these budget regions, we are not happy at all with the amount of money that's committed to maternal and child health, and we are not happy with the amount of money that's committed to critical care and emergency medical services. And we have some proposals for how that money can be found. So I just raised the issue, but to say that we deserve a right in terms of the recommendation. Thanks.
Honorable Maisela, your hand was up. Honorable Shuan. Oh, I thought your hand was up.
No, my hand
was asked why you carry out the
because I've got the shop steward voice today. I would say that maybe it will benefit everybody if they can give people their recommendation so that we can look at it. And it's not coming as a surprise. We would agree or disagree, but we would have looked at it, all of us. Not that they reserving the right. They reserve the right to present it only on Tuesday, not here.
Before Honourable Children, I don't think that that they reserve the rights. Because what Honourable James is raising is a matter for debate, and I say they're going to put it in the House. So if we are going to be arguing with it here, is it really going to affect us? Because I understood him clearly by saying it. In fact, in a way that he put it, it's a matter for debate, and we are going for a debate, and therefore there is no need for us to engage on that matter. Honorable Chuan?
I think, thank you, Chair, for clarifying that. I wanted to come really on the same vein that there are a number of issues that we also feel that the EFF, we would want to debate the whole holistic approach on the NHI. We have a strong fundamental view around it, and we're worried also about a number of entities with regard to how they're performing. This is OD being one of them that really is not doing very well. And I don't think there are any signs that I've seen from the report they've presented that things will improve anytime soon. So we would also want to debate this before we could actually accept this report.
I am Sheikh Imamo for secondly.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think it's a democratic right
of members. As it is being said, it's a budget vote debate, vote 16. And in whatever issues that we want to raise, we'll meet on Tuesday. in the older family. I think that's where our value is, and the time is until now. It's 10 o'clock and until otherwise it's wrong, but it's 10 o'clock on Tuesday. It's based on the 16th. I trust all of the
Thank you very much for that. I just didn't want us to rise without thanking the secretariat for the documents. I only read this document now, but I read the preparatory document on this. And there was a document also on the ideal claim that I thought was really, really first class. Just to thank them.
Thank you, Chair. I just thought I'll inform the committee that there will be a motion proposed in the SADC region on diabetes and TB, which will be presented by myself next week in Johannesburg and then at the plenary in Swaziland. And at Global TB, who we met the last time, will be coming to also do a presentation.
Thank you very much. I do think, I do appreciate, and in fact, because when they met us up, we are all over them. When they do good work, I think that leadership ensuring that our support staff is criticized, but is also encouraged to do work. And myself also, I think there's a great deal of improvement, because not that they have never written a good report, but I'm one person who believes that the hyper English is not assisting. It's a report that going to assist us to conduct our oversight. Yes, we have our own party political and ideological views on some of the issues. That's why it is called a debate. But on behalf of the committee myself, I want to support Honourable James in thanking our staff. It doesn't mean that they must say and then think that it's the end. They are to improve, and improvement something that is encouraged, and thank you very much. I don't know why she's looking at me like that, whether it's because she's aspiring to be the Secretary of Parliament. I really don't understand. That is good. Okay. No, thank you very much, Honourable Members. We meet on Tuesday in the old assembly. Thank you. Can I have your attention, honourable members? Those of us that may have not received the report, and can we please check our systems, our secretaries, so that we don't encounter the same situation again in moving forward. I humbly request that recheck, correct it, and whatever. If you have got a new secretary, indicate so that we ensure that we get our complaints on time. Thank you very much.